The Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. Now in that same region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be the sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace amongst those whom God favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. And Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
At Christmas in the year 2020, do you remember that Christmas? Maybe you don't want to. I kind of don't. Maybe you would prefer not to. But in that year, Brittany and I were living in Jerusalem. We could not travel to France to see Brittany's sister, which was the original plan. And we also couldn't bring my kids, Caleb and Zion, to Jerusalem because we were in yet another COVID lockdown, and so we felt like we were stuck. So instead, we pivoted. We moved the couch into the kitchen, and then we moved the dining table into the sunroom, And then we filled that dining table with a beautiful collection of friends who also needed a place to be that day. And it was great. We ate enchiladas and birria tacos, and Carlos taught Brittany how to make his very famous salsa. And we also made Christmas crackers, but we made them out of recycled toilet paper tubes, because that's what we had at the time. And there were maybe 3 Christians at the table out of the 12 people gathered there, which made it really fun for us to introduce new traditions to our friends. We were American, Israeli, Mexican, Argentinian, British, and some things in between. It was a vision of the heavenly banquet, for sure. Now, I want to say that tonight, my in-laws are here, and they have promised to be my amen choir. And so when I say amen and you don't say it back, they are going to say it. Is that right, Lyndall and Kay? Okay. At some point in that very awkward, unusual Christmas celebration, I noticed that there was a new visitor in the nativity scene that was hanging out on the sunroom window. 9-year-old Sarai, or maybe it was her twin brother, Atir, had added somebody, had added among Jesus, Mary, and Joseph a tiny yellow dinosaur. Now, without getting into any creationist propaganda here about whether there were dinosaurs at the same time that Jesus was born, I do want to reflect on this question tonight. Who is missing in the depictions of the birth of Jesus? Who is missing in the nativity scenes that probably all of you have decorating your house tonight? I have long thought that one important missing person is Mary's midwife. I doubt that there were dinosaurs there, but I very much am quite certain that when Mary arrived in Bethlehem, about to give birth to the baby Jesus in a cave, that there was at least one woman in town who said, "I'll be there in a minute. I'll be there with you." I'm still looking for a nativity set that has Mary's midwife included. Be on the lookout, please. I will pay you good money for it if you find it. Who else is missing in our nativity scenes? You may have read the news recently about the Catholic priest in Dedham, just down the road, who this year placed his parish's traditional creche in the churchyard with Jesus, Mary, and Joseph missing, and in their place is a sign that says, "Ice was here." This priest's bishop has called him a renegade and advised that he should be ignored. And the father has responded in short by saying, "I've said what I have said." Amen? Amen. Where's my amen choir? Thank you very much. On this holy night, as we celebrate the birth of Jesus, who else is missing? Some of us are missing loved ones who were at the table last year and are no longer here this year. We rejoice that they are now seated forever at the heavenly banquet, and still we miss them. We give thanks to God, though, that they are still with us in the communion of saints as part of the cloud of witnesses. And again, I want to say amen. Amen. But really, the reason I have asked the question tonight, who is missing, is because I hope for you to notice that sometimes we are the missing ones. Sometimes we are the missing ones. Sometimes we are the ones who are viewing the Christmas story from afar. Sometimes we are the ones decorating trees and placing nativity scenes in our windows or on our mantelpieces, but not seeing ourselves there. It's as if we are just recreating a story about some other people, some other folk, some shepherds, some sheep, some camels, some strangers from Nazareth, maybe some dinosaurs. But I hope that you can hear me tonight, beloveds, that we are there. We are here. And not only are we part of the story, we are the story. We are the story because we are the ones to whom God chose to come. We are the ones that God loves so much that God chose to be among us, born among us, as a baby in Bethlehem. Maybe I need to say it even more clearly. You are the one God loves so much that God came to be born here among us. What does that look like, though, for us to not only be in the story, but to be the story? What does it look like to place ourselves, like Sarai and Atir's little clay yellow dinosaur, into the story, into the nativity scene? What does that look like? I think in one way it looks like receiving, really receiving the love of God. I think it looks like knowing that we can rest like Jesus, the baby Jesus, in the manger of God's love. You are worthy of this love, says God. You are worthy of this love, and you can trust in this. We can trust in this, dear ones, because Jesus was born in Bethlehem, and this is not only good news, it is what people have called the greatest story ever told. Amen? Secondly, if we consider what it might look like to place our whole selves into the nativity scenes that decorate our homes and our churches and our city parks, we may notice when we place ourselves there who else is missing. Who else is missing? And when we notice, then we can respond. And then we can gather others and bring them to the table, to the creche with us. This morning, this very morning, my friend Laura Everett, who is the executive director of the Massachusetts Council of Churches, was leading a worship service at the Burlington, Mass. ICE facility. And they specifically said it's a worship service, not a protest. Why? Because when we show up and worship, we are saying that everyone should have a place in the story. Everyone should have a place at the table, because Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. Again, I say amen. So here again the words of Scripture. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. To you is born this day a Savior." You, dear ones, are not only in the story, you are the story, because God has come to you and God has come to us. Now, I mentioned that my father-in-law is here, who is a retired missionary pastor, and I flew this by him a little bit. I said, should I really end this sermon with a poem? And everybody was sort of like, sure. So, I mean, I could end right here, but I do have a poem. In the season of Advent, we've been gathering on Wednesday nights and talking about the poems of Wendell Berry. Wendell Berry is a poet, environmental activist, and one who has described himself as one who takes the gospel seriously. And I think that's the best thing that anyone can say at this moment. And so I'm going to end with this poem called "Remembering That It Happened Once." Remembering that it happened once, we cannot turn away the thought as we go out cold to our barns toward the long night's end, that we ourselves are living in the world it happened in when it first happened. That we ourselves, opening a stall, a latch thrown open countless times before, might find them breathing there, foreknown, the child bedded in straw, the mother kneeling over him, the husband standing in belief he scarcely can believe, in light that lights them from no source we see. An April morning's light, the air around them joyful as a choir. We stand with one hand on the door, looking into another world that is this world. The pale daylight coming just as before. Our chores to do, the cattle all awake, our own white frozen breath hanging in front of us, and we are here as we have never been before, sighted as not before, our place holy, although we know it not. Dear ones, Jesus is born. God is with us, and we are the story which continues in our world today and tomorrow. Merry Christmas. God is with you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.